Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Oh, there's that weird bathroom noise that you can't hear if there's laughter and applause and talking. Oh, now it's gone. Hey, everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from the UCB Theater Franklin location in Los Angeles. It's Tuesday, January 29th, 2019, with the government shutdown over. Were you guys able to go back to the business of making name tags? Looks like we have a few. What's the Step Brothers? What'd you change that to?
Hemp
Brothers? Because your name is Hemp? What's this little tiny card you're holding up?
It's a Little Nicky.
It says Little Nicky on it. Your name's Nicky?
Yes.
Can you show everyone? Just stand up and show off that artistry. Yeah. That's the thing about this show, is he's going to get chosen. One of the panelists is going to think it's hilarious to pick that guy. It's not fair, because look at that one up there. That guy changed Annie to Andy. Put my face on Sandy the dog. Yeah, that guy made an effort. All right, it's good to see that we have like 7 name tags, so my 4 guests will really have to... Some of you, a little Nicky, people might be fighting over that one. But thank you guys for doing that. I know it's been a rough time. Doug plugs. And you can, I was going to say bring the lights down. They're already down. This Saturday, February 2nd at 4:20, we're going to laugh it up at Hyenas in Dallas, Texas. Sunday, February 9th, I'm doing stand-up at the Punchline in Sacramento at 4:20. Then the very next day at the Sac Punch... Punchline in Sacramento. Doug Loves Movies taping at 4:20. Saturday, February 16th, DLM is returning to Good Nights in Raleigh, North Carolina. Also at 4:20, we're going to have a good afternoon at Good Nights. For all of my dates and deeds and links, oh my, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com!
I mean, if I were a casting director, you guys, you got the part. Absolutely nailed it. The prize bag tonight has got some fun stuff in there. I, of course, just got back from, had a wonderful time in Las Vegas doing the show at the Comedy Cellar at the Rio Hotel, and I grabbed a copy of Las Vegas Magazine. That's in the prize bag. Because, you know, from month to month, anything could be happening. I got a Douglas Movies t-shirt. Feels like it might be like an XXL, so enjoy that when you, like, you know, go to bed or something. A little nightgown thing. Oh, here's a plastic bag, because a plastic is bag. You need your... Plastic is bag. You guys, that's my message tonight, is plastic is bag. No, I have this extra plastic bag, and I just want you to use it for something instead of just throwing it out. And Douglas Movie stickers in here, and of course all the stuff brought by my guests. And this is one of those special episodes where one of my guests is a auction winner who donated a lot of money to charity, and we'll talk all about that when she gets out here. But she also got to have a hand in choosing who the other guests would be, and I think she did a good job. So let's hear it for her, Rebecca Laws, along with Amy Miller, Jesse Malton, and Leonard Malton. Come on out, you guys. There they are.
I don't know if we were supposed to use the door, but I used it.
Leonard always makes a power move and grabs the seat right next to me.
That's my power move.
Just does not yield. Yeah, go down there, lady.
I'm relinquishing it.
This is Leonard's spot. He can see what the answers are on this piece of paper. It works out great for him. No, you would never cheat.
I would never cheat.
Yeah, you would never. That. You would never like review a fit, like walk out of a movie and then review it like you watched the whole thing.
When I walked out of that movie that you're referring to, I wrote it up with a headline that I walked out of it.
Yeah.
That was Zoolander 2.
Yeah.
You know my review of that? T-O-O Lander. Okay, so let's meet them individually, starting with the lady that is the reason we're all here tonight.
This is your microphone.
Oh, yeah, give her a microphone, and then, yeah, just speak into that, and when you have a thought, and when asked questions like this one. Hey, it's Rebecca Laws, everybody. She was the winner of the Save a Yorkie Douglas Movies auction, and spending a whopping $2,100.
Wow. Don't say that. My mother is going to kill me now.
Okay, spending $22. Thank you, because every dollar helps.
Now.
Yeah, so you donated all that money to save little doggies. And so where are you from?
Seattle.
Seattle, Washington.
Neptune. When you come up to the Neptune.
You've come to see the show there.
Absolutely.
Okay. And you're here in L.A. just for like a vacation?
Well, yes. I want to parlay a vacation and Douglas Movies.
Perfect. This is working out great.
I know. It is perfect, isn't it?
Here we are. And what do you do in Seattle? Oof.
I own a spa and I also own a Pilates studio. So we're 24 hours a day.
Are those separate facilities? Because it sounds like they could both be in the same place.
Yeah. Nope, they're separate facilities.
Okay. No. I'll try separate not to make together. You say difficult yes. words like yes. facility.
Yeah. So,
some people don't have the facility to say facility.
Facilities.
Yeah,
yes.
You got to
yes.
keep your yes. faculties in
My
your
faculties.
Facilities.
Yeah.
But thank you for being here, and thank you for choosing all these lovely guests. Including another first-time guest on the show. We got two newbies tonight. It's Jesse Malton, everybody.
I am effing terrified.
Co-host of Malton on Movies with somebody. And she is, as she just said, terrified.
That's
about...
Right. Well, our favorite thing to say is everybody needs to remember that nepotism begins at home. And it's, you know, I worked really hard to stand next to him all the time in life. It's definitely not anything where I didn't get ahead by being his daughter and being with him 24/7 and watching horrible movies all the time.
But she's a person in her own right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes. She's a person who thinks about rainbows all the time.
That's true. That's very true.
So it just grows right out of her head that way.
Leonard, did you let her watch any good ones? Or you just
honestly,
only...
not very many. I mean, like, if you weigh them out, I think I've seen much more. No, I've seen lots of good movies. Haven't I?
That's a duller answer.
I know.
Well, speaking of dull, my next guest just used it in a sentence. It's Leonard Maltin, everybody!
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's always fun to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you. And now, for the first time, we got the father-daughter situation going on here. How do you handicap yourself in the trivia games tonight against your own flesh and blood?
Poorly is how I handicap myself and my daughter.
Oh, we're awful at
this. We're just not good at this. But we're willing to try. We're willing to give it our best shot, especially because we're so flattered that Rebecca selected us and asked us to come.
I think Rebecca, you know, wants to win tonight. I think that's how she determined who she wanted to be on
woman.
The show.
Very, very rude.
That's where she made a mistake, because we've got a wild card on this panel.
You don't see Sam Levine here, right?
Exactly. Okay. She didn't let Sam Levine come in here and ruin her special moment. But you know who she did ask for is Amy Miller.
Hello, Doug.
Hello.
What's going on?
Are you? How are you feeling about going up against these movie titans over here?
I feel fine. I've started to get comfortable with losing, but then when I win, what a delight!
Right?
Isn't
it's a pleasant surprise when you win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, that's good.
But I just try to remember none of it ultimately matters, and we're all going to be dead soon. Yes. So
that's what you said to us backstage.
I think Freddie Mercury said that. At least the first part.
Before he kissed that girl again.
I'm sorry if anyone hasn't seen it yet. There's going to be some Bohemian Rhapsody spoilers.
He loves girls. That's the big spoiler in that movie.
I hated that they skipped over the whole doing the Flash Gordon soundtrack.
King of the Impossible.
That's it. Exactly, Rebecca.
They didn't even put "I Want to Ride My Bicycle" in that movie.
I think they could only afford so many Queen songs. You know, I think maybe they really didn't have the budget for many of them, because they really did focus on that one song. Put it in the title, even.
Yeah. Which one was that?
Bohemian Rhapsody. Oh. All right, so we got to find out about prize bag stuffings. Stuff that you brought. And, Rebecca, of course, listens to the show and has been to see it live in Seattle. So let's see what she came up with for the prize bag.
I can't wait for Lynn.
You want me to hold this? Here.
Don't cheat and take all your stuff out of the bag already, Jesse.
That's cool. We're good.
I'll hold
this.
This
is just a normal horse. Don't worry about it.
No, you're first, Rebecca.
I'm already going to take that. So
you don't get any of the prizes. Okay, you're first. Pierce. You go in your bag. And
walk her through it, Amy.
Boy. So I bought a spy bag of my two businesses that I own, and one is a spa, and one is a Pilates studio. But I got good stuff in here. So right in here is a man in a sweatsuit on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Okay, we're going to have to put you on a clock.
No, I get it.
It's
no,
a CD.
No. I paid $5 for this, and it's good. And I hear it's really great because it says dog food, food for thought, and he's going to be a really great rapper. So that
dog with a W.
Dog with a W. So then I brought two movies that I love dearly that are so stupid, but Scavenger Hunt.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. From Indeed.
Filmed in San Diego.
Yes. And
I like that she signed it.
I signed it!
That's going to be worth something someday.
It will be. It will be. Zorro the Gay Blade.
Oh, okay.
So I got Zorro the Gay Blade. Now, the last thing that I have is this something that I make a lot of swag when I have my own studio, and people wear Pilates stuff all the time. I'm wearing it right now, Five Elements. I made my own...
Oh, look at that.
Silly.
At that, everybody. It's a t-shirt like with a name tag on it that's hello, my name is, but it's got the Douglas Movies logo.
And it says Douglas Movies. On the back it says my wife and Tate and Denver Gag Kaka.
And wow, so all the catchphrases.
That's a treasure.
I love it.
Rebecca is an absolute devotee.
Yeah.
Yeah,
name
that's terrific.
Come out of the shadows. So somebody gets all that.
That's great.
Yay!
Very well done.
You gotta watch it.
I mean, I don't like it when somebody gets all their gifts when they get to the airport, but that's cool.
Yes, indeed.
They sell those shirts at the airport. Done. All right, go ahead, pass that whole bag down here. But let's definitely get the names of your two places mentioned, because I think you just keep saying that the one's Pilates and the other one is
Day Spa and Five Elements Pilates.
There you go. Okay, good job. Amy, what do you got for us tonight?
Do it.
Okay, well, everything is in a bag I got from the Japanese dollar store, and it says laundry in order to send nice living. You know. I have... the original screenplay for If Beale Street Could Talk, but I can't tell you where I got it. It's an industry town.
If the place where you got it could talk.
I also brought a DVD of From Hollywood to Dollywood. Hotly contested movie on this podcast. Doug tried to tell me it wasn't real. Then ultimately gave it to me. And that was one of my big wins.
Glad that worked
out. You know,
out.
We all remember. And then I brought a pillowcase with my face on it that says I'm sleeping with Amy Miller. These are a hot item, just reordered for the new year. And I'll be selling them out front for $20. So I don't know why that's funny, but I'll be there.
That's a good price.
And that's how much they are.
Go see Amy outside after the show. Especially, if you don't have a pillowcase, this is perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a reasonable price for one pillowcase.
Will Rebecca sign it?
I will.
Okay, she will. She pledges to sign it.
How about I'll ask Leonard to sign it?
Whatever.
Whatever.
I'm easy. Okay.
All right, Jesse, this is your first time. Are you nervous about what you brought? Use your microphone voice.
Thank you. We did it sort of, we're looking at the most amusing things in the house. Some of them we can't share, but this one we can. This is a flashlight from Big Mama's house. It says Big Mama's house on it. And
an actual working flashlight.
Yeah. Was that a major plot point in that movie, that a flashlight really came in handy?
It says Big Mama, what's that? I'm not gonna... You did forget the Christmas.
So maybe somebody said, "Who's there?" And his response was, "Big Mama, what's that?"
And then I brought a copy of my latest book, Hooked on Hollywood, which I will happily sign.
Yeah.
Unless you don't want me to sign it, in which case I won't.
I'll sign it too.
Yeah.
Great.
And we'll be selling them right next to Amy with the pillowcases. And we'll actually do a deal where we'll put the book in the pillowcase. You can buy both. And that way,
for how much?
Ladies, if you're walking home tonight, a book and a pillowcase is a great means of defense.
Just saying. The other thing we've got are the pins I always have with me. One is actually brand new. Nobody has them yet. It's the pins that we made for Malton Fest, because we just announced that we're doing our own film festival.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you about Malton Fest in a second.
And then
tell us about Malton Fest.
You're so literal, Doug. I never know.
But these are the two South Park ones that I have and I give people all the time because they're hilarious.
Yeah,
so you can have
awesome.
Regular Leonard or Robot Leonard. I prefer Robot Leonard, but that's just me.
Well, it's a thin line between the two, but...
She actually brought Robot Leonard with her tonight. It's pretty convincing, right?
Right? That's the thing. I never know which one's with us. I just appreciate either, a facsimile or the real deal. You can't beat them. And what's with this little pink unicorn?
You've met me.
They just spring out of your pores.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, so I just have little pink
unicorns. Carry them. I carry them wherever I go. What I like about that one is it's got a really fucked up little hip, just like me. So you can think of me when you stare at it and go, how did they screw this up?
Yeah, it looks like it has bad like neck issues.
Yeah.
It's really not as magical as most.
Well, no, you know I'm big in the autoimmune community, so we've got to make sure that our unicorns are as crippled as we are. No, can't say
all right,
crippled.
No reason for me to add anything to that. Why draw any attention to it? Let's go down the line. And start with Amy, the question I always like to ask. What was the last movie you saw?
Oh, my God. I'm so unprepared. I forgot that you were going to ask me that question. Can I go last?
Sure. It's a tough question, especially when it's just sprung on.
Oh,
you like
well, that. It's not usually. I mean, you do it every time, so I should have been ready.
Sometimes I'll surprise you and not do it. And then you did all that research remembering one movie.
I just remembered it. I saw the Sherlock Holmes movie.
Holmes and Watson?
Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
Well, I'm an AMC A-list now, so I lost nothing from it except for 2 hours. I don't know. I had fun. It was fine.
That's good.
I like seeing Lauren Lapkus and stuff.
Yeah, that's
neat.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
We're at UCB. Lauren Lapkus, shout out.
Yeah. There's some other people in there that we know. You know, it's
yeah,
good.
Buddies.
That's good to see those people.
Couple of buddies. Yeah. It was fine.
Yeah. Brett Gelman's in it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Yeah. There you go.
It wasn't great. I'm not gonna lie. Not gonna lie to you guys.
I'm saving it for a plane because if I'm gonna see it, I want to spend hundreds of dollars.
As soon as you land, you're coming right back.
All right, Rebecca, what was the last movie you saw?
Well, today we went and saw Kid Who Would Be King.
As part of your Hollywood vacation?
Yes.
Where'd you see it at?
ArcLight.
And had you been there before?
Nope.
Pretty cool theater, eh?
Yep. Wanted a cool beer while I watch my movie.
Yep, that's what happens.
Fantastic.
At the ArcLight.
And, I mean, it's Joe Cornish, so that was amazing. It just blew me away.
I'm glad I haven't seen it yet.
You've seen Attack the Block?
Loved it. Yes. Yeah.
You'll love this.
All right.
Go see it.
Okay.
Go see it, Doug.
I will.
Okay, let's go tomorrow.
Come on.
It was so good.
Maybe not tomorrow, but...
I'll see you there.
I tried to talk him into glass again, but he was like... Mm,
glass again?
I can't see glass. Yeah.
Have you seen glass?
I want to know how good that impression is. Is he here right now?
Yeah.
Where are you?
Eric.
That's him right here?
Oh, boy.
All right, say I can't see glass again.
I didn't see it the first time.
That was uncanny.
Yes, yes!
How much the two of you sound alike.
Yes.
You say different words, but...
Yes.
Other than that, it's the same.
Perfect.
Have you seen Glass, Doug?
He hasn't seen it once.
No.
Okay. I have not, no. I've heard that it's disappointing.
Yeah.
But that would be... The people who are disappointed have figured out a way to live their lives thinking that M. Night Shyamalan is going to make them happy again. And it's never going to happen, but they still try to just cling to the idea of it. And
the hard part about that is when they send the blind woman to go get the medicines.
I haven't seen it.
Spoiler alert.
I'm going to agree that was, boy.
She doesn't know what
bottle
she's
would they
grabbing.
Send
that's
her.
Dangerous. Yeah.
But another great crossover from another movie that they got the lady from Deadpool to play the part. Jesse, did I ask you yet?
Nope.
Do you know the answer?
I do. Velvet Buzzsaw.
All right, Leonard.
That is fair.
No. How was Velvet Buzzsaw? Why'd you see that? Where'd you see it?
It won't have opened yet, so I will not say I can't. I didn't mind. He was not thrilled. But the one I can't... Did you see the Fire Festival docs? We just watched those.
Oh, great.
We saw Fire Fest 1 and Fire Fest 2, Electric, Booga, everything's terrible on this island. But yeah, that's...
Wait, you saw that other thing at Sundance?
No, we were supposed to be at Sundance, but we didn't get to go.
Oh, okay.
But we saw it last night at the Egyptian.
Oh, nice theater.
Very nice theater.
Speaking of that, I'm going to... Before I forget, we got to talk about Malton
Fest. Yeah.
Malton Fest is May, I want to say 11 through 14.
10 to 12.
That was very close.
10 to 12.
Shit. So close. But that's close enough to be true.
Yeah. Well, it's in May, and it closes out on Mother's Day.
Yep. Correct.
So that's exciting. And because there's not enough to do on Mother's Day, just sit and look at Mom.
It's going to be fun. We're going to start Friday night. We're going to go through Sunday. It's not a marathon, but we're going to have two fun-filled...
You can do it.
I know. Fun-filled, film-filled days. Something like that.
Try again.
Anyway, fun-filled.
Fun-filled.
We're going to emphasize hidden gems.
We're going to put some movies in here.
We're going to have people like you and other film lovers... And film critics.
Doug is a part of our opening night, which is very, very cool.
I'm excited about that.
Introducing films they care about that didn't get maybe the audience they deserve. That's the idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And watch them in a nice, beautiful theater with nice people.
Yep.
We've been talking, the best way to describe it is we want to make it a cinephile dream weekend. Where you get to hang out with other people who love what you do and get to watch really good movies and just have a lot of fun.
In the heart of Hollywood.
Yeah, which is not where I would put it, but that's...
But it's the heart of Hollywood.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah. You know that there... You're asking about what movies people have seen most recently, but you realize that there is a type of movie specific to this moment in the calendar.
Hang on. Doug, are you ready for his rant? Because it's coming.
No.
It's on its way.
It's the January movie.
How much do you hate January movies?
That's when I knew Glass might be not great, when they were like, we're going to put it out in January. I was like, yes, you are.
Followed closely by the February movie.
Right.
These are just not times to see good movies on the whole.
But there was that one good year. Remember 1980? When, it wasn't 80. It was like 86, I want to say now. But anyway, one year.
Every now and then.
Silence of the Lambs came out in like January.
Every now and then, yeah.
That was an early one.
There's a great movie that's already opened in New York that's opening in L.A. on a week from Friday, February 8th. It's called Never Look Away. It's an Oscar nominee. From Germany, best foreign language film. This is a great movie. And it's made by the fellow who made The Lives of Others, which was also an Oscar winner and a genuinely great movie.
Say the crazy name.
Yeah,
Florian von Henkel Donnersmarck.
Yeah.
And if you love that, you'll love the fact that he's six foot seven.
Yeah. And he got stuck making that movie The Tourist with Johnny Depp.
He did.
Angelina Jolie.
But I'm glad he got back on track.
I'm glad he's back to making
quality films. This is a hell
films.
Of a movie. It really is. Never Look Away. I recommend it very highly.
Yeah, yeah. It wins the easiest to confuse with Leave No Trace.
Right.
In the titles department. But yeah.
Because they both have the word no in the title?
No, but they're also just like those kind of generic expressions. But here's my favorite, and see if you guys agree with me. Title that's easy to think it's going to be something that it's not is "Don't Worry, He Won't Get Far on Foot." Mm-hmm. Why would you call anything that's not a Western that title?
It's a really good movie too.
Who'd remember that? You go up to the box office, you're like, I don't know. I'm sorry to bother. And next thing you know, you're watching Sorry to Bother You.
I should make a great double bill.
He would.
And the marquee would look wonderful.
Sorry to Bother You. You won't get far on foot. Don't worry. All right. So That's your answer for latest movie you saw? Last movie you saw?
It is, yes.
It's time of garbage.
Well,
it's the garbage dump others. Time of year.
He's seen some others, but he's not.
I get it.
He's being nice.
I know how that works. You got to hold back and really give it to him.
Just a bit.
The day they open, that's when you got to really kick him in the guts. Why he's him into it. All right. Now that that's over, I could say, turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right. You guys are going to have to search high and low for a good name tag.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Because, you know, the government shut down really made it hard for people to... And I don't blame you. I appreciate it. Oh, there we go. Rebecca knocked something over, but she gets to do that because this is her first time. We're going to go to a brief commercial break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. No sponsors this episode, so I'm just going to tell you about some more of my road dates. I'm going to be doing stand-up in Tampa, Florida at the Improv on February 28th. I'll be doing stand-up on the Trailer Park Boys cruise from Florida to the Bahamas on March 6th through the 10th. I'll be at the New Helium in Indianapolis, Indiana on the 23rd and 24th of March. Brea, California, there's an improv there that I'll be doing a Doug Loves Movies taping on March 31st at 4:20. Then we got shows in Nashville, Huntsville, Royal Oak, Michigan, Boston, Massachusetts, Rosemont, Illinois, Chicago, Illinois, Lexington, Kentucky, and more. Go to DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah, caw, back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Here, hang on. Let me bring us back from commercial. We're back.
Do you remember when Thomas Lennon said Leonard Maltin's mom is a shithead?
Oh.
And my grandma had just died. So I sent my dad, and I was like, you have to stand up for this. You have to go in there and be like, no, you cannot say that about my mom. He didn't, but it would have been funny.
Oh. Well, finally, somebody said it.
I know, right? And I didn't say they were wrong.
I can't wait to tell Thomas Lennon the bad news. Who are you playing for, Amy?
I'm playing for... Steven, and it says Hemp Brothers, and it's a Step Brothers poster. But in this picture, I didn't know it was you. You look so much like,
Will
never mind,
Ferrell.
Can't remember his name. John Krasinski. Is that a name?
That is a name, but he's not in Step Brothers.
No, I know that. But
oh,
that's
you're just
who
saying
he looks like.
When he has Will Ferrell's...
Jesse agrees with me.
With Will Ferrell's hair,
yes.
He looks like...
When you if John Krasinski. John Krasinski and Will Ferrell had a baby, that would be what you look like. There's a joint on it.
There's
so
a big
that's
joint coming out of my mouth. You
but
want,
it's
do you
bolted
want that,
on.
Take the cap off.
Yeah, I do want it.
Okay.
I need it. Not right now, but later tonight.
Okay.
So I don't kill myself.
Oh.
Can I just break it?
You did just break it, so best time to ask.
Oh, I got it. We got it.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, look at it.
Good luck, Stephen.
There it
wow,
is.
Wow, wow, wow. What yeah, a gift.
That's nice.
Only well, one?
Well, excellent choice, Amy. Did you forget to put a shithead on the back?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Well, it says $2.99. Does that make you mad? Do you hate things that are $2.99? It also says art.
Art is a shithead. Ugh. All right, Rebecca.
All right, I got Ost in translation.
You don't have to read that. Yeah.
Perfect.
You
no, know it's perfect. Up. No, it's perfect. I don't know why the big lays are on there, but it's
to entice you.
Yeah, don't to think too much me. About it.
We're good.
So try not
we
to
got
worry
Ost
about
in
it.
Translation. We're
but
good.
Baked
We're
is good. Probably a reference yes. to yes. to me.
To
probably
you.
The joke there.
Baked lays.
Baked lays. Yeah.
I'm cheddar. Leonard sour cream. I'm not even high right now.
Super perfect.
Who are you playing for, Skittles?
Little Nikki. I'll take it. That's fine with me. Little Nikki.
Yeah, you picked that little piece of paper that says Little Nikki on it. So congratulations to everyone. And
that is such a shitty, shitty thing to bring. That's worse than not trying at all. That you?
But he underlined the I-C-K in there, so that's
you're from
cool.
Houston.
They like work kind of hard.
Fuck you. Not even a full piece of paper.
All right.
Do you like it when people eat chips into the mic on the show?
That's more of a Dining with Doug and Karen kind of thing. But Leonard, who do you whose name tag
well,
do you
should,
have?
Well, this shows real effort.
I like it.
As opposed to some
it's
of
It's my
other
favorite of the night for sure.
It's Andy. It's a parody on Annie.
Mm-hmm.
But though it's a parody on Annie, and Andy apparently depicted himself as Little Orphan Annie. He drew you and quite well.
Yeah.
As Sandy, her
Sandy
dog.
Sandy the dog.
Yeah. So that's sort of where I'm conceived.
Show everybody,
show it up.
There you go.
It's tight.
That's
tight,
that's
Houston.
Why I'm laughing. It's a solid shithead.
And yeah, Annie has a good shithead, too.
Annie has the distinction of having been made badly twice as a movie.
Damn,
you're not, about to, you're not about to talk shit on Blanny. This show will not have it, Leonard.
All right.
Okay, so that's who y'all are playing on behalf of, and good luck to everybody.
Wait, you didn't like the first Annie?
No.
Oh my God, Leonard. It's a staple of my childhood.
He wasn't a little girl when he saw it.
<That's true. laughs> That happened later.
I heard he hates Dolly Parton too.
That can't well, be. That can't be true. Let's check in with. No, okay.
Nobody's ever done that.
She's already admitted that she lied about that, Leonard. Who can't love Dolly Parton? You don't have to love all of her movies, but if
love
you love
Dolly.
Half, that's only three or four movies. But I'm all about a 9-to-5 redo. Probably can't hang Dabney Coleman from the ceiling anymore.
He is still alive, though.
Yeah, he is. He's still with us.
I Google it every few years. But it's a good bet to have at a party. Is he or isn't he? People never know. Put $10 down on that. You're gonna get most of your. You're gonna win most of the time.
He's at most parties.
Yeah, I only go to parties where Dabney Coleman's hanging out. Yeah. That's my L.A., all right?
Okay. This first game we're going to play is called Alex's, Jason, and Deb's IMDb game, or for short, the IMDb game. You know this game, Rebecca?
I do.
All right, she's got this down. Everybody else, good luck. I would like to see Rebecca win tonight.
You know, it's not going to be hard.
As part of her dream package. She deserves
you
actually, to win.
We should have presented it like The Price is Right, like a dream package. Just what you said. You know, an escape getaway, a new car.
Pay for your way to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Rent yourself a car.
Yes.
A movie at the Arc
Indeed.
Line.
Indeed.
Bring something for the prize bag. It's really, you really got quite a great thing out of this.
Drink a lot. Great have a deal. Big hangover next day. Perfect.
But you saved a bunch of Yorkies.
I did. Yeah,
that's the bottom
they
line.
They stayed awake, so. Mm-hmm.
How many Yorkies can you save for $2,100, you
a
think?
A lot.
You know what?
They said wheelbarrows full is what Adam
oh my
Green
God.
Said. Wheelbarrows
well,
full.
That's what they said
they were
in
like,
terms
we were
of...
about to put these in the incinerator, but we got that. Oh, we got that check.
Wheelbarrows full. And I have
it's
a Jack Russell.
It's not that specific, but yeah, it's... It is dramatic. They do need to be saved. And you can still go to hashtag save the Yorkies to learn more. Yeah.
And, you don't have to. I did it for you. We're all good
oh,
now.
Okay. The 2100
saved
the rest of the Yorkies.
Yeah, they're all good.
All the others are just beyond saving. Good luck to them.
Didn't they raised like almost 30,000 or something? Do you remember what
they raised
is?
A pretty good amount
they
of money.
They raised a ridiculous amount of money.
I also did a benefit here and we sold out this place to raise more money for them. So yeah, it was a good season for the wheelbarrows
of Yorkies.
They do it every December, so check it out if you can. You guys know how to play this IMDb game? I'll name somebody's top four, some actor or actress, best known for, they call it, on IMDb. Just jump in with your own, buzz in with your own name when you think you know it. -1 point if you guess wrong, though, so don't get in too early. You know, Leonard, if I say Butch Cassidy the Sundance Kid, you don't know if it's Robert Redford or Paul Newman yet.
No, I don't.
It would be a crapshoot. It might even be that other the lady that's
Catherine
in it.
Ross.
See, you're good at this. It might even be that really tall guy that played Jaws.
Yeah, him.
Richard Kiel. All right. That's one of my favorite fight scenes when Paul Newman just throws sand in his face and then kicks him in the balls and he wins the fight. Taught me how to fight dirty. I don't even know if that's the right movie or the right scene or anything. That could have been The Spy Who Loved Me. All right. Or shagged me. Here's the first round. Buzz in with your own name. It's the main thing to remember. And, pay attention. It's another thing. Those are the only two things
you need. The suspense is killing me.
Those are the only two things you need to remember. The first film, Leonard, is called Mary Poppins. Oh, boy, there's a bunch of people in Mary Poppins. There's penguins in Mary Poppins. There's chimney sweeps. But this next title, boy, is this going to give it away. Chitty, chitty, bang,
yes.
Bang.
Yes.
Leonard buzzed in with a buzzing sound, which I will accept. Any noise at all will do. Just the first person to make a noise. Who do you think it is, Leonard?
That would be the one, the only Dick Van Dyke.
That is Dick Van Dyke. Yay. Leonard is on the board. With 1 point, but you have an option here, Leonard. You have the possibility of getting two more points if you can name two more Dick Van Dyke credits.
Films? Film
and TV.
Oh, no.
You can name two more that he would be best known for.
Well, then,
according to their strange algorithm.
Yeah, if it includes TV, then it would include the Dick Van Dyke Show. I would assume.
That would be a good assumption. What else would you guess?
What else would I guess?
Let's see. We have Mary Poppins. We have Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
What would be the fourth title? I don't know. Diagnosis Murder, his other TV series.
Oh, okay. No.
No.
But you did pretty good, though. You got one extra point for getting the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yes.
And you're gonna reveal the
other one. They just popped it right in there. Mary Poppins Returns.
Oh shoot!
It was
of
right
course.
There in front of you. Yeah. Yep.
That's ridiculous. Yep.
Forest of the Trees. Okay.
All right. But that's still 2 points for Leonard Maltin, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Got 17 more rounds. Plus a series of 18 tiebreakers. This next one starts with Edge of Tomorrow. What's happening? The second film is The Devil Wears Prada.
Emily Blunt.
That's now, I would be so excited if she was here on the panel.
I know. She's not.
And buzzed in with her full name.
I'm Rebecca Laws, Emily Blunt.
I'm Rebecca Laws.
Emily Blunt.
And I'm here to say Emily Blunt. And that is correct, Rebecca. Hey. You got that right. Now, this one, I apologize in advance because they're out of their goddamn minds at the IMDb. If they think this is a good clue, actually. They think these next two are things she should be most known for, and they're out of their damn tree.
Damn it.
Do you got any weird ones for Emily Blunt?
Any of us?
A
Quiet Place. Well, that would be an excellent choice because she's very well known for that. She just won the SAG Award for it. But nope, that's not on there.
Mary Poppins Returns.
Yeah, that would be another great one. She's, getting accolades. No, those would have been perfect. This is what they went with. The Adjustment Bureau. Oh, it gets worse. So save it. Save your moans for the end. Salmon Fishing in the Yemen. She's so known for that. She spent 3 years practicing salmon fishing. I don't even think her character does it in the movie.
She is married to John Krasinski, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah. 1 point.
Yeah, just make up your own game as you go along.
The only way I can get through.
Amy is nothing if not resourceful.
Yeah, if she knows something, she gets a point for it. Round three.
Okay.
The first film is called The Manchurian Candidate.
Are we allowed to ask which?
Yeah. Original or...
No.
Oh, aren't you... I'm going to go with Amy on that one. But that was a good idea. Would have really narrowed it down for you. The next title is Anastasia.
Jesse, it's Angela Lansbury.
That is correct!
Wow.
Well done.
Yeah,
well played.
You were thinking about both of those Manchurian candidates, but that, of course, is the one from 1962. And then Anastasia, and then, but two more titles from the great Angela Lansbury.
Murder, She Wrote?
Strangely, not one of them.
That is strange.
Yeah, they just stuck to movies on this one.
Okay.
You know, if you want the mystery solved, maybe you should go to Cabot Cove. And ask for the help of Jessica Fletcher.
Bedknobs and Broomsticks, is that one?
That is on there, Bedknobs and Broomsticks. Jesse's got 2 points. Amy, come on.
It's a real Maltin fest right now.
You're hired.
Rebecca's got one.
Mother's
Leonard's
Day
got
weekend.
Two.
That's right.
Check it out.
If you don't want to be with your mother, come be with us.
What was number
that's
one?
That's the slogan?
Yeah, absolutely. No, if you don't want to be with your mother, come be with my mother. That's really
we're all Alice.
It's in the test phase. So.
Yeah, we're all Alice.
All right. So Jesse has two, Leonard has two, Rebecca has one, and Amy is...
Got some chips.
A great guest who's enjoying some baked chips and a joint later. Round four. The first title is Mary Poppins Returns. What is happening? The second title is Moana.
Jesse.
Jesse, what
Lin-Manuel
do you think?
Miranda?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it is
nice.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Of course.
Nice.
I was going to say The Rock.
He doesn't have enough. He would have been a great addition to Mary Poppins Returns.
Yes.
That's the only thing. He would have made a great chimney sweep. How would he get down the chimney?
I mean, Santa's fat as hell, and
that's
he makes
true.
It down.
I'm Jewish. I'm not good with the... But you're totally right. He doesn't have enough credits in film and TV to have two
well,
other...
Well, isn't that interesting that in a person like him, his contributions to soundtracks...
Oy vey.
Make it onto the list. So if you can think of anything that he's put a little music into.
I think he's saying, "You're not the boss of me."
I don't know what that was.
That was a dying
thing. I don't know
that.
You're not the boss of me. You're not the
boss of
me.
Oh, yeah, that song.
Yeah, do you know what she's
doing?
You're
not the boss of me.
Yeah.
No, no clues for the other guests, Rebecca. I know you're starstruck.
I'm sorry.
Because it's In the Heights stuff. It's not. They haven't made the movie version of In the Heights yet,
no.
So they don't have that one yet.
You're not going to get these.
No, I'm sure not.
Uh-uh. No. That's silly. The Odd Life of Timothy Green.
Oh,
I guess he's got a song on the soundtrack.
Sure.
And then Star Wars: Force Awakens.
Is he a porg? Like, what's the...
Yeah,
are those even in that one?
No, there's no porgs in that one, but he is the main porg in that one.
Because that's my dream, is that
and
he's
And the one that doesn't have any porgs.
That's where a character sings, "You're not the boss of me."
But Jesse jumps into the lead with 3 points. And just in the nick of time, because that was the final round. And so you won that one, Jesse. You came in here not feeling confident. But now I feel like you should be on top of the world. But we'll see what happens next, because I have prepared. It's been a long time, but it has to come back. You can see right here, I wrote down, let's fucking play the Leonard Maltin game.
Oh, my God. It's a matter of actual record that I am the worst player of this game that bears my name.
Yeah, you're the only person that gets that sad when it comes up that we're going to play it.
Yeah.
But, I'm happy that you play it.
But you know, yeah, it's fun to play even when you don't win.
What is your notebook?
I know.
This is a fan prepared for me because, you know, of course, you're both aware that the Leonard Maltin app doesn't exist anymore.
I keep trying, man.
Sadly,
so
I can't play the game off the app. So a gentleman was nice enough to make a book of category, or, you know,
wow.
I came up with the category names, but he came up with all the other stuff that I need.
Cool.
And so we can play it. Play it every once in a while. I'm not going to drag this stupid book with me everywhere I go.
If I have to, you have to.
TSA has enough questions about things that are going on in my bag. But I came back from Vegas the other day, and my bag went into my carry-on went into that side thing where they take it aside and they go, "Whose bag is this? We got to look in here." And I'm like, "Okay, yeah, it's me. What's up?" And the guy opens it up and looks right in at a bunch of pre-rolls and a bunch of, you know, jars of eights and, you know, this is all drug words, Leonard. And looks in at all of that and he goes, he closes that up. And then he reaches, finds in his side pocket, I've got a garage door opener in my bag and they thought it might be a taser. So that was what happened. That was my most recent TSA story.
Did they confiscate it?
Did they confiscate my taser?
Yeah.
My garage door opener? No, they were fine with me having it once they realized what it was. But it's still just time after time, they're just proving to me over and over again that I can't bring enough weed for them to do anything about it. Vegas even has like an amnesty box right outside. If you want to put your marijuana in here, you know, this is your last chance to get rid of it. And I'm like, you're just giving it to somebody's going to get that weed. And they're not going to throw it in the garbage, that's for sure. But anyway, Yeah, let's play the Leonard Maltin game. Let's really do this. Jessie won that last game, so she gets to go first. And then we'll go to Rebecca, because this is her dream.
Are you good at this game?
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean,
at home,
know.
Yes. I'm great at it.
I said, you know, Rebecca, what games would you like to play through an intermediary? We didn't speak to each other, because I want everything to be fresh.
Yeah.
But what games do you want to play? And she said, well, if it's a good panel, we can do the Leonard Maltin game. You know?
And then she got us.
If they could.
Yes.
No, but I mean, by good panel, I think she just means people that understand how the game works.
People in the Maltin family?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
They adopted me, so I'm good.
Did you not know you're a Maltin? No, that's how this works. We just assimilate.
That's funny. We should play the Amy Miller game. How about that? Pretty easy.
It's about eating chips.
Do you win pillowcases?
Because I'll play for pillowcases. Who people are married to.
Oh, okay. So, Jesse, you get a pick between three categories. I'm not going to tell you what the categories mean until you choose one.
Okay.
So, who knows? These are wacky. Would you like a four-star general? Is the name of a category? Or, hang on a second. These are all ones we've already done already. Oh, it's always someone from Philadelphia. Or Halloween. Which one of those would you like?
In your honor, Halloween.
Halloween, all right.
If it weren't for you, my dad wouldn't know anything about drugs.
Well, I'm glad that he still doesn't know much. Halloween is movies featuring Jamie Lee Curtis that I watched while I was high. The year is 2014. Yeah. And Leonard gave this movie 2.5 stars. He says it takes place in California and that it has a few surprise cameos. And then the listed actors are, there's 19 names.
19?
Yeah, so the question for Jesse Maltin is how many names do you think you can figure this out in?
15.
15. Strong opening bid. Yeah. You get a lot of names. Only missing out on 4. Do you think you can do it in less, Rebecca?
I'm going to go 12. Ooh.
She's saying 12. She's somewhat aggressive, but then not really. Amy?
I'm going to go 18 names.
Okay, so... You have to bid less than Rebecca or say, name that movie, Rebecca.
Oh, name that movie, Rebecca.
Oh, boy.
That's what you're doing?
Well, I did another thing and you told me not to do that.
No, because she said 12. That's a lot of names out of 19.
But I can't. Did the movie come out in 2014?
Yeah.
Well, I have no idea what it is.
Well, yeah, but once you start hearing some names, that might help.
Okay, see, I'll do it in 11 names. Well, I don't.
Yeah, see, that's,
okay, I'll do it 11. In 11 names. Okay. I can't. I truly can't. But I'm going to. But
you might be able to.
Bet you $100 I can do it in 11 names.
Okay, Leonard?
I'll say 10 names.
See, that's how you play. Jesse, what do you think?
Oh, name it.
You oh, shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Now it gets really ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to be good. But who knows, maybe. No, you know what? I changed my mind.
I changed my mind.
Changing my mind. What's a pizza? I think you might get it. Here's your 10 names.
Is it Mamma Mia?
No. It's the much anticipated sequel. Papa. Pia. The names are Dax Shepard, Eden Scherer, Eddie Jemison, Max Greenfield, Ken Marino, Martin Starr, Jerry O'Connell, Tina Majorino, and Chris Lowell. That's 10 out of 19 from 2014. I think that Dax Shepard's a pretty good one.
Is this the sequel to Wet Hot American Summer?
What would that be called?
Wet Hot American Summer 2?
Also. Also wet.
Wetter.
Still wet. Summer.
Very wet.
No, I'm sorry. No, I thought Dax might be a clue just because you know who, of course, he's married to.
Yes.
Yeah, and she played the title role in this film version of her TV series.
Veronica Mars.
So that means Jesse stabs her father right in the face, and not even to in his back, and Jesse gets 1 point. We got her halfway to a win. All right, so I'll start.
Amy's gonna have so many good stories to share with Dabney Coleman after this.
At the parties.
This episode, yeah.
I like that that game came down to who someone was married to, which is the game that I just invented that you didn't like.
All right, so Amy, you get to go first in this next round, and it's going to move right to Rebecca. And you get to pick, Amy, between the three categories. Colors. This is the first one. Then we've also got cable billing. And then this is just, I don't care for this. Getting some tail. Which one of those would you like to play?
I'm going to go colors.
All right. Well, just to get it out there, just want to say that Getting Some Tail is movies based on fairy tales. I don't approve of that at all. There's no reason to make that salacious. But colors is movies with a color in the title. Movies with a color in the title. And Amy, this one is from 2013.
Okay.
How was that year for you? Leonard gives it 3.5 stars. He calls it fascinating. Mm-hmm. And then also says that it has flashbacks. A flashback is... And he lists 11 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Amy?
In 8 names.
She's taking 8 names, Rebecca.
I think I'm going to have to go 7.
7, Jesse.
6.
She says 6. Could have been the end of the game right there.
I'll do 5.
Leonard's going 5.
He gets so feisty when he's around you, Doug. You bring something out of him. It's true.
Yeah, I feel like I'm the Rock and he's one of the Titans.
He's Kevin Hart.
Amy.
Yep.
Leonard Maltin.
Oh, I have to go
the
now?
The great film historian. Has thrown down that he can do it in 5 names. Can you go?
Oh, yeah, name that movie.
Okay,
Leonard
she
Maltin.
Says, name it, Leonard. Okay. Name it. It's got a color in the title. You get how many names? Five? All right, good luck. You called it fascinating. You said it had flashbacks. You said a lot of other words that would give it away immediately. That was all I could pull out of your review.
Okay.
It would keep it vague. 3.5 stars. And the five listed actors are Alden Ehrenreich, who of course just played Solo, Max Casella, Doogie Howser's best friend, Tammy Blanchard, forget what else she's been in, Michael Stuhlbarg, amazing actor, Oscar nominated for, what was it, Simple Man, and Peter Sarsgaard. Those are your five from 2013.
Is it an education?
Let me ask you this.
There's no color.
Is there a color
it's a
in
color
the title?
Name.
I was just blue thinking about my education. All right. All right.
This is very suspenseful.
I got nothing.
Give me a title with a color and the title, like, just pull one
blue
out.
Blue is the warmest
pull
color.
Pull one out of the blue. Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
The answer, though, is Blue Jasmine.
Oh.
Amy Miller has a point. She's on the board.
I've done nothing.
You're going after it, Amy.
This is great.
Yeah. No, this is it's a fun game because you can win by just not doing anything. Jesse has a point too, right? Okay.
Would the next name up in the cast have been Andrew Dice Clay?
No, it would have been Louis C.K.
Hey, you just pulled that out right in front of us, Doug. Fun.
I said, play the Leonard Maltin game? Do you mind if we play?
And I didn't say yes or no.
That's true, but you did. You are here. You knew what was going to happen.
Let me out of this room.
My reputation precedes me. I always make you play games. Andrew Dice Clay, Bobby Cannavale, Sally Hawkins. I thought she was great in that. Alec Baldwin. Ladies and gentlemen, Allie. And then Kate Blanchett, of course, as Blue Jasmine. Nobody was named that. But that was a good movie. Too bad. Can't watch that one anymore. Too much trouble. All right. I got to find some more categories and play another round because we got to find a winner. Who challenged who there? Amy challenged. So we'll start with Jesse and then go to Rebecca. And Jesse, do you like... What does that say? Oh, this is weird. The Basketball Drearies. The Basketball Drearies, yeah. Or how about Ice Knowing You? Or...
The cream of the crop tonight.
Yeah, these are good ones. Never Gonna Get It. Which one of those do you like?
Never Gonna Get It. Let's go with
really?
That.
Okay, this is movies that I don't think...
Anyone's gonna get?
Movies that you aren't going to remember, I think.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a bizarre category.
This is a real weird one. Yeah, sorry, you guys.
And you chose it.
Please.
The year is 2013, Jesse. Get ready, Rebecca. 2.5 stars from Mr. Maltin. He says about this movie that the results, while watchable, are disappointingly bland.
This is probably one of the ones I reviewed. If it's anything like that, it's usually the stuff he gave me.
All right, well, you shouldn't reveal that to the world. The results, while watchable, I like that expression, watchable. Like, you know, there's potential. Like sometimes it's just things will shoot into your eyes, and we just won't even be able to watch it.
Like Malcolm McDowell. And,
exactly. Yo, no, that he was forced into watchability.
Yeah.
Disappointingly bland, and adapted from a novel.
There's and a good one.
Thank you.
That's a good clue. That's only about half of the movies.
Right.
And he lists 10 performers in the film.
She lists 10. That's what I heard.
Right.
You know that there's contributing editors to the book. There are lots of us that contribute to the book.
Okay.
What was my nickname?
The Rob Schneider Specialist.
That's right. Because my dad doesn't love me. How many? You said 10 names?
Yeah, 10 out of 10. How
eight.
Many? She's going 8, Rebecca.
I guess I gotta go 7.
What do you think of that, Amy?
Name that movie, Rebecca.
Oh, Amy Miller with a power play. Could take this down without doing anything.
I get it.
Other than just being perfect.
Thank you, Doug.
Yeah, this is not looking good.
I get it.
This was already a tough category.
I get it.
2013's the year. Mm-hmm. 2.5 stars. Watchable. Disappointingly bland. Adapted from a novel. And your 8 names are... Sunita Chaudhuri, Sonia Walger, Traveris Spears, Gloria Rubin, Nat Wolf, Lily Tomlin, Wallace Shawn. Inconceivable! And, friend of the show, Michael Sheen. Those are the 8 names. This is a real tough one. I'd be quite impressed if you managed to pull this off.
Yeah, I don't got it. I'm done. I'm out. She wins. She wins. Point for
the
Amy.
Film.
Point for Amy.
Do you know what it is, Leonard? Do you know
I
what
don't
it
think
is,
anybody should know what it is. That's hence the category. You're never going to get it.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it.
That's
yeah,
I
see,
I like
she knows
song.
The song.
And then you ruin the whole thing.
It's a good song. Is it En Vogue?
Yes,
you're
yes,
not
it was.
My boss.
The boss of, not the boss of me.
It's a motion picture that starred Paul Rudd and Tina Fey, and it's called Admission.
Oh.
Admission. But yeah, those two names, those are the crucial names. So
that's my review.
So
that
good
is your
bidding.
Review. I saw it with you.
I even
happy.
Gave you one too many names, I think, because I think you said 7, but I gave you 8.
Don't
but anyway, Amy Miller's our winner, everybody. She did it.
Based on the hit novel Admission? What is that book that movie's based on? I'm going to read it.
Well, you know, the book could have a different title, but yeah.
Sure.
Maybe they would have said what it was if it did. So I guess there's a book called Admission. Come get your prizes, Hemp Brothers.
Oh, my goodness.
Congratulations.
We did it! Yeah!
Congratulations.
I did nothing. This game doesn't make any sense.
So many.
Yeah, okay. We'll make sure you get that book signed. And Amy, start us off with your plugs. What's coming up for you?
Well, please listen to my podcast, Who's Your God? Why is that funny? We talk to comedians about religion. We have a new episode out with Nicole Byer, which should be amazing. I'm going to be in D.C. soon at the D.C. Comedy Loft. You can check their website for dates and also at Laughs Comedy Club in Seattle. Those are both headlining weekends, so come out and see me.
Thank you, Amy Miller.
Thank you guys so much. I should go?
Yeah, you could stay. No, you won, so you've been eliminated.
I'm going to sell pillowcases.
Oh, if you want to get out there and set up your little shop area, you can do that.
Okay, thank
All
you.
All right,
bye.
Go buy Amy's stuff, you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you going to sleep tonight without a pillowcase? Just get one, then you'll have it. It's really convenient. Rebecca Laws... Great job casting this panel tonight. Didn't she do a great job of picking the guests? She knew it was about time for Jesse to come on and compete.
Absolutely.
And what do you have anything to plug? Do you want to plug your Pilates / other
yes.
things?
Yes. I teach Pilates at 6 a.m. all the time. So come
Doug
to
will
Pilates.
Be there.
Doug will be oh.
Doug will be there.
What? Hey, when What's you happening?
Come, you're going
when
to
you
Pilates.
Come to Seattle.
Yeah.
Do Getting Doug with High at the Pilates studio.
Oh, is that
you can get super
possible?
Baked and yeah, absolutely. It'll be super fun.
It's the only way I could get through Pilates.
100%.
So if I could just smoke 100%. The entire time.
100%.
Okay.
You can smoke, Pilates, all Pilates, right. Pilates.
We'll Done. Hit you up.
Done.
Thank you for making this happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good job.
I was happy. Yeah. Happy to do so.
Cool, here, pass me down your name tag, not the Step Brothers one.
Oh,
need,
yeah.
I don't
that
need
one.
That. That's just an empty husk.
Oh, yeah. It's an empty husk.
I need this thing. And Jesse Malton?
We have our podcast, and we post new episodes every Friday. So far in the new year, it's been Willem Dafoe, Bill Prady. Who else? Shea Whigham, thank you. She listens, thank you. God bless you. Yeah, it's called Malton on Movies, and you can listen to it anywhere. It's free. We love doing it. And then you'll hear more about Malton Fest, which is May 10th to 12th, very soon. And we're really, really, really excited about it.
Yeah, I'll be there opening night.
Yep.
Woo! Yeah.
I yeah. think we can.
Excited.
Do you want to tell them what movie you're introducing?
Yeah, do we? Is yeah. it too early to let that cat
nobody,
out of the
no,
bag?
No, nobody
we
knows.
We haven't booked it, so.
No,
oh.
we have.
We have?
It's booked. It's I can't tell you where booked. Yet, but the movie is booked.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
The movie's going to be Sing Street.
Yeah, they're going to introduce Sing Street together. Yeah.
A wonderful movie.
Yeah.
Everyone I know who's seen it has really liked it a lot.
Yeah, yeah it's an easy one to recommend it. To people. Yeah. But I, yeah. If somebody sits through that movie and doesn't like it, they don't deserve to breathe.
There's a money quote. All right, good. Good.
No, it's just so good. It's hard to resist. I would imagine people would find a way, but it's really good, and I'm excited to see it in a theater with a packed audience. So we're gonna get everybody to come out and appreciate that and other overlooked movies. Anything else you want to promote, Leonard?
Your book.
Well, my latest book is called Hooked on Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And it's a collection of interviews and articles I've written since my teenage years, coming up to the present day, on all aspects of classic Hollywood. And I had a lot of fun doing it, and it's available wherever books are sold.
That's right.
Yeah, don't go to get them wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Go get them where books are sold. Not where
Tell
movies
nice
are distributed,
oh, and of course,
shown.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I just and I'm at home at leonardmalton.com.
And you're on the Twitter, and you're on the Instagram, and you're on the Facebook.
All of those places, yes.
Yeah.
Just so follow this him. Face.
Yeah. If you want to see some crazy, like he's always doing, you know, shots and.
Oh yeah! 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 Yeah!
He's always dancing on bar tops.
What we should do to raise money next time? My dad's never had a shot. Ever. And my friends over my friends over the years have always said that that's like the goal is to one day get him to take a shot. So maybe he'd do it for charity.
Yes.
Maybe. For charity.
Or maybe I'd substitute paying money to charity.
Or what if you could do it like while lying down in like a hospital bed with a,
right?
With an IV just to get you.
It's negotiable.
Okay. I'm going to do stand-up at the Stardome in Hoover, Alabama on Sunday, April 14th. And then the next show here at the UCB Franklin will be later in the year. There are going to be two a month on average. But this next month, there's just one on February 26th. So I hope to see you guys back here. Thank you for being here today. One more time for all my guests, Amy Miller, Rebecca Laws, Jesse Malton and Leonard Malton. Where's that? Let me see that little piece of paper there. Thank you so much. As always, Cosby is a shithead. Roger Stone is a shithead. And for firing his friend Norberto, BuzzFeed is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky.